Welcome to the Leadership Boost.
Leadership Boost.
Boosting your leadership into high performance. With your host, Sean Smith. Updating you with the points and principles to sharpen your skills so you can make a difference and have an impact in whatever leadership role you find yourself in right now. Forget the fluff and get the stuff with Sean.
Well, good evening and welcome to the Leadership Boost podcast. You are with me on another episode, boosting your leadership into high performance. Hey, this is what I do. I inspire leaders to develop their leadership skills so they can have more presence, confidence, and engagement, resulting in greater impact and higher performance with greater teams. It's all about having impact. People around you need you to step up and be the kind of leader the world needs right now. Don't follow the crowd. Don't follow the herd. Don't do things the way that's always been done, because that's just the way it's always been done. We need change. Change is here. Change is being forced on us, in a sense. And we have to look around us and see that the world needs the kind of change that we can bring. But before we can bring change and impact out there, we've got to have change and impact within. You lead from inside out, not outside in. Most leaders wait for something, a position, a title, great influence, great social standing, popularity, the right performance, the right look, before they actually begin to influence, inspire, and have an impact around them. That's from outside in. We've got to start from the inside out and begin to lead from our own inspiration, our own influence, and our own impact in our own lives. And that means change. It means change. Whenever I bring change to leaders, they struggle with it. Some embrace it, but most struggle with it simply because it's too much effort to change. The culture, it means they're going to have to rethink their culture. They're going to have to rethink their attitude, their mindset, their paradigm. And this sometimes is too costly. But if change is the one constant we are always going to have, and so to embrace change, you need some factors to be involved. Socrates said this: the secret of change is to focus your energy not on fighting the old, but on building the new. Well, in a sense, you've got to look at the old with a new perspective. So you've got to get a new mindset. It's not just about shifting from one thing to the next. Okay, we were there, we're going here. There has to be a total mindset shift. There has to be a total change in the very concept of your thinking, in the very depths of your attitude, the spirit of your attitude, the attitude of your mind has to be shifted. It's that paradigm. It's that worldview. It's that mindset. It's how you think. You can't just go from this style to that style. You will always default back under pressure, given the right circumstances. When a crisis comes, the true paradigm comes out on how you lead and how you deal with people. We've been talking about that this week. How do you communicate effectively under stress? Well, that's what it's about. It's like it comes out of that attitude. It comes out of that mindset. To put off the old and put on the new, there has to be a total change of mindset, a total change of paradigm. There has to be a shift, and you have to break away. Last night we spoke about commitment. And we said that commitment produces change, but let's see what you have to commit to tonight in this episode. Hey, I just wanted to say welcome to you wherever you are in the world. Great to have you with me. I was looking today again we've got the UK, top listeners in the UK, USA next. But then we also have places like France, Lebanon. We have Ireland. great to have you with me. There's a couple of other nations in there as well. Really super. I really appreciate being able to communicate with you on these episodes, on this podcast broadcast. Really super to have you with. And then, of course, the guys that come and watch the video and listen to me on live Facebook or on the replay. Great to have you as well. I'm putting it there for those that aren't really connected into podcasts. Some places in the world, podcasting is still very, very new. It is a new medium generally, but definitely a growing medium, definitely a way to communicate. And I love podcasting. You put me in front of a mic and I just love it. I love to communicate. Surprisingly, I was telling somebody the other day, for me, it's like major move. You cannot imagine being able to get up and just speak off for a couple of points and be able to convey my heartfelt conviction, my passion, communicate to you a whole new mindset and some of the steps to take you there. It's just a major shift for me. If you knew me, 20, 30, 40 years ago, you would never have imagined I'd be sitting here doing this. And that's why I love doing it. Just the opportunity that I have and the ability that I have to be able to do it now. I had to develop that because back then I was intimidated, shy, introverted, never could really speak out with conviction. Always, if somebody disagreed with me, I'd back down because, I was just intimidated. But not anymore. I found my message. I found my story and I found my mission and my assignment and I can share it with you. You need to find yours too and begin to give it out and share it with your world, wherever you are. Not everybody's, everybody's got different platforms that they need to deliver it on. It could be just your job, your business, wherever you are. Anyway, let's get back to what we were talking about, what it takes to change. So the secret of change, Socrates said, is to focus your energies not on fighting the old, but on building the new. And as I said, that means there has to be a shift. You have to be committed to a change of attitude, a change of mindset, a change of perspective. So here's a formula of the components that I learned in a program that I studied. And it goes like this, that change equals desire times vision times plan. So change is the amount of change you're going to have is measured by the amount of desire, the amount of vision, and the amount of plans, amount of planning that you have, or the plan, the measure of plan that you have. Otherwise, you don't experience the change you want. You could have desire, but no vision and no plan. It's not going to work because 10 times naught times naught is naught. But if you got 10 times one, you've got 10. You're moving in the right direction. Slowly, but you're moving. So you've got to begin to put these various components into place. So the factor of change is measured by your desire for change. You've got to desire it. You've got to have an intensity. You remember we spoke about last night, it's not just the desire. You've got to be committed to that desire. But you've got to want to change. People often tell me they want to change, but they don't, when I'm consulting and I'm talking to leaders, they want change. They know there's something they need to get there, but they're not prepared to embrace the change. They want change to sort of take place within the context of their world, their culture, their ideas. It doesn't happen like that. To have change, and again, is just look around you. Society needs our change that transformation we can bring. You are the change agents. Change is hope, and you've got to bring it. But you've got to know how to bring it. So how do you change? How do you change and break away from old into the new? Well, you've got to have desire. You've got to want it. You've got to press for it. You've got to say, I really want this. And that's, in another sense, I want to put / commitment, because it's intense desire that gives you the commitment that you need. Secondly, you need vision. You need vision for that change. You need to see What does it look like on the other side? If you don't know, then you need to find people and you need to get with mentors. And I'm not just talking about physically, but people that have embraced something of change that can bring you into a new thinking. It doesn't mean they've got it all the truth and got all the, you know, all the answers, but they are sharing something that's going to expand your thinking, expand your vision, expand how you see the destination. You need that around you. So you need to access things that are going to give you the concept of change. And then you need a plan. You've got to have a plan for that change. You've got to have a strategy on how you're going to implement that change. Sometimes we can't see it all, but we take it step by step, but you've got to have a plan. You can have a plan, no vision, no desire. It's 10 times naught times naught gives you naught. You've got to have all three. 5 times 5 times 5, 25 times 5 is 125% more that you are, you know, there's something there then, in other words. Even if it's 5 out of 10, if it's 1 out of 10, you know, you're taking very small steps, but that's okay. At least you're moving in the right direction. But can you see all three components? But then I want to bring in a fourth component that is absolutely vital. Because without this, and I've alluded to it or referred to it in the first instance, but it's accountability. It's having people that you're accountable to that's going to hold you accountable to the responsibility of your commitment to change, to the path of change, to you taking up that journey and fulfilling your commitment and your responsibility for the change in your own life, in your team, in your organization, in your company. But, you know, right now I'm dealing with you, you the leader. That's the most important thing to me, because I think everything else flows out of you the leader. You the person that has to experience and embrace this change. What I'm bringing to you is taking me years to discover, surprisingly. I didn't come from a place where people were talking like this to me. I've been mentored through books and teaching and listening to lectures over and over for years and years and years. And suddenly my shift began to happen. It doesn't make me popular in some circles. In fact, you know, because people that don't want to change will reject you. They're trying to get rid of you because you are beginning to provoke change, and they hate change. They don't want change. They don't want to leave the old. They want to keep embracing the old. They want to keep moving in that direction. And that's the herd. But to embrace the change that's necessary, that's for me, it's like my vision. I came to the place that I have to see a new generation of leaders at least inspire some kind of change in their thinking, in their paradigm, in how they view and see people and their place and their role. To inspire them to, in fact, have that kind of influence that will have impact. To find the inspiration, to discover their inspiration so that they can be influential. To have the impact. And you need that accountability relationships around you. People that aren't going to judge you, but are going to inspire you, that are going to keep influencing you, that are going to keep holding your feet to the fire in that sense and say, come on, you're committed to this. If you seek that out, and again, if it's, you know, 10 times naught, it doesn't, you know, times no accountability, not going to work. You can have 5 times 5 times 5, 5 desire, 5 vision, 5 plan, doing good, 125%, but zero accountability. Therefore, there's no responsibility, and therefore, it's all canceled out. No change. You leave change to yourself, you will never, never get there. You may stumble along as I had to. I just didn't have anybody that I could be accountable for this kind of change. No, I don't want to say that. I did find people that I was accountable to be honest. And I could share what I'm experiencing and going through. But mostly leaders fight change. Don't be a fighter of change. Be an embracer of change. And get these factors involved. Have a clear desire. have a clear vision. I mean, measure yourself. It says, how much do I really want this? How committed am I to the change that's necessary to become the kind of leader that has the right attitude, the right mindset to actually be a world changer? You can be it. Let me tell you something. You can be a world changer right where you are. You're there on a mission. You're there on an assignment. Do you have a vision? Can you see the picture? How can you grow that picture of what it looks like? And then do you have a plan? And then most of all, or equally rather, do you have accountability relationships that can hold your feet to the fire and hold you accountable and responsible to your commitment and to your vision and to your plan? All right, so that's what I wanted to share with you tonight. I trust that this will inspire you to really consider your place in the change process of becoming a global leader that has an impact in the world. All right, so thanks again for being with me. This is Sean saying over and out.